A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games, hosted by three very kind boys. It is a crisp Melbourne winter's afternoon. We're just shivering away in our little winter coats. We've got our beanies on. We're rugged up. We ice skated here into the old studio.
Yeah.
And we're here to talk to you about video games. My name's Tommy Dasilo. Next to me, we have one other third of the show, yes. Ben Vanell.
Yes, hello everyone. Some would say I'm less than a third of the show, but...
yeah, some of those people, including myself.
Whoa!
You've de-robed in my house. You came in a jacket, you've taken it off. It's not warm enough in here for that. What are you thinking?
I got plenty of heat from the sun. It's actually hot in the sun, isn't it, Knox?
Yeah.
Who'd have thought?
Welcome to the show, well, Adam
sun
Knox.
Sun correspondent Adam Knox.
I can confirm the sun is warm. The sun is burning with a fiery intensity.
Yeah. It's the first day of winter.
Yeah.
We have to do our yearly tradition of sucking each other's dicks.
Yeah, otherwise it's going to be six more weeks.
If your head doesn't pop up.
The winter soul suck, yes. I have to say, this is my favourite kind of weather. Bit of sun, not overcast, but still crisp, cold.
You can walk into different patches of land.
Here we go.
And feel a different temperature. Like if you walk into a sunny spot, then the sun god smile upon you. But if you walk if you walk into a shady spot, then you know a little bit of a tasty cold.
Totally, and you can dress it however you want. You can layer up.
It's like
you can princess layer up.
It's like sweet and sour pork. You know, a little bit of sweet. A little bit of sour.
Yeah.
That sweet, sweet sunshine and that sour cold.
That's what the listeners love, these bizarre analogies.
Yeah. Weather for a day that is probably not even the day that it is anymore.
Yep.
You might be in a different country where it's a different season.
Yeah.
You know what I would love to see an end to? These fucking tram drivers in Melbourne in the winter, where they feel like they got to jack the heating up to a million degrees.
Oh, man, because you're already all jacked up and shit.
You're dressed for the outside.
This is my problem. This is the worst thing about winter. You go out, you rug up, and then everywhere you go, you're carrying a fucking jacket around like an idiot.
Yep.
Every venue should be made to be the same temperature as it is outside.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
We should live in a dome.
Yeah. Yes.
What if we just build a huge dome and we never let... We've got to pollute more so that we have to build the domes.
Yeah. We should live in a dome. Some people shouldn't have the same rights as others. only a select few of us should be allowed to vote.
Yeah, dogs should be allowed to vote.
Yeah.
People, much to my surprise, and I imagine the surprise of you two gentlemen, people really enjoying the fashion reports we've been doing on the show.
You've got the most consistent response of any segment.
Should we go around the horn here?
Yes.
What do we all got?
Yeah. All right, well, hold on. Let me put my beanie back on.
Yeah, give us the full outfit. Well,
you guys are beanied up again.
Yeah, we're the beanie twins. Yeah.
Beanie boy.
Yep.
If we ever did a live show and we weren't both wearing beanies, people would be furious.
They would riot. I think they might be angry at our live show anyway.
Well, Vanell...
Just based on the quality of the content.
When we come out and immediately go, look, some people shouldn't have the same rights.
Yeah. We'll do half an hour on the weather again.
What do you got? You got your standard jeans?
Yeah, my standard jeans.
Standard jeans rolled up at the cuff, your Timberlands.
I wasn't wearing them last week, actually.
I don't think that you were. Yeah, you were in your Nikes.
My shitty Nikes, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, your MTV t-shirt.
Yeah, a t-shirt that has MTV in a hamburger. That's me covered off.
Yep. And you were wearing your kind of tan.
Yep.
No, wait, is that sort of tan coloured jacket?
Mustardy tan colour. Yeah, but I took that off because I warmed up in the sun.
Yes.
The lining is nice in that.
Isn't it? It's like a navy with orange squares. It's a nice little pattern.
How hard is it to just change the description of an entire podcast in the iTunes store? Let's just do a show about fashion.
We can do it. I want to do it. I hate video games.
What do you got, Knox? So Knox has got his sort of black beanie on with a bit of grey trim down the bottom there.
Yeah, I've made sure that the little tag thing that's on it isn't facing directly to the front.
Oh,
because I always think that looks a bit weird.
Yep. Spoiler alert for what I'm wearing. We'll get to that. Don't worry.
Knox, you're wearing your beanie to the side like a cool dude.
Yeah.
That's the equivalent. That's what you're doing.
Yeah. That's, well, I am a cool dude and I need to know.
You're like early Eminem.
What are your thoughts on your mother?
Oh, man, I hate that
bitch.
Yeah. Oh. You've also got your a standard, a pretty classic Knox style checkered shirt.
This is one of my worst.
This looks like a new one, I reckon.
No, it's one of my worst ones, and I wore it because I knew I was just going to be coming here and then going home.
Well, right. Wait, didn't you pop into Centrelink on the way here too?
No. I have to do that afterwards. Oh, okay. That's a different step.
You do look kind of dressed for Centrelink.
Thank you. I don't know if that was a classist comment or not, maybe, that you were making.
I'm on Centrelink as well.
So. Yeah. Okay, great. Well,
but I don't dress like it.
You've got to mention when you go in there, by the way, I've just come from a podcast recording, they'll be like, fuck, you need this. Take all the money we have. You've also got your blue sort of ski jacket. I believe you were wearing this last week.
Yeah.
We commented on this at Breedlink.
It's similar.
It's my warmest jacket.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Right.
And then the classic black pants, white sneakers combination that I think the listeners have come to know and love at this point.
Filthy shoes. I need to get new shoes, some good walking shoes.
You buy Kmart shoes every time and they wear out within like 2 months
and
every
then
time.
When they've worn out, I don't have the time to go and get some good shoes.
Right, you're literally walking around with holes in your feet. Yeah. You're like, I got to get some goddamn
shoes. I've got to immediately get some
shoes. I got to say, Knox, no offense, I don't think anyone should be buying shoes from Kmart. That's just my humble opinion.
Well, again, a classist comment being made right early on here.
Richie Rich himself.
Yeah. It's got nothing to do with class. It's just like, I would never think to buy
shoes
from
Kmart. Listen, I grew up in the 313 and I can't afford anything.
What is
like
the
this.
Postcode of Mount Eliza?
313.
You can get inexpensive shoes from places that aren't Kmart, by the way. Mm.
I usually go to Target.
Oh, God.
The one on Bourke Street, because it's on the way to where
I'm going. The Povo Kmart.
Where's what I find?
We've done you two. Which one of you big strapping boys wants to do me right now?
All right, well.
You dress him down.
You've got the grey beanie on. Are we really doing this every week?
Yes.
Yes.
People love it.
Yeah. All right. You've got a grey beanie. You've got a red jacket.
Uh-huh.
Blue pants.
Jeans.
Shoes.
I'm wearing the joggers again that I think I talked about the other week. Yep. Loving the joggers, I got to say.
Comfy pants.
Comfort.
Mm. What do you feel about, because you've got a little button-up jacket, like pop buttons. You know?
Yeah, little studs. Yeah.
How do you feel about them?
Look, I don't. I feel like a jacket in general, it's got to be pretty icy for me to want to do it up. I feel like the look of a jacket is you want it open.
I like a zip jacket.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I like a zipped up jacket.
I prefer a zip as well, but this is it's kind of like a, what would you call it? Like a varsity
like a college,
coach
yeah.
kind of jacket. It's got like white trim.
Definitely
on
coach.
The sides.
Definitely not student.
You look like you're going to go on a panty raid.
Panty raid?
Yeah.
Good idea for a video game. And we're back. Okay, so that's the fashion report. We got to come up with it. We got to make a sting for the fashion report.
Well, if we're going to do it every week, I'm going to start wearing more interesting stuff.
Good. Right? Thank you. Finally. I don't know how much longer I can sit across and fucking look at this black pants, blue jacket combination.
Well, I'm not going to change the pants of the jacket, but I'll wear it.
It's
you
like
know.
Being friends with a cartoon character.
Yeah.
Where they just can't afford to animate different clothes.
Yeah.
You know those like early Simpsons episodes where randomly like Bart, did you remember this? This is pretty nerdy. Bart early on was in a blue t-shirt and a lot of the early press material, like the images and stuff that you'd see was in a blue.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden they decided he'd be in orange. No, blue shorts.
So eat. Just all blue.
Eat my shorts. All blacks.
Cowabunga. Turtle power.
Is that movie out yet, by the way? I saw some people...
I don't know, actually. Maybe the press screening...
Yeah, I saw a bunch of tweets coming in from the premiere, and that reminded me, I've got to get onto Nick Mason, and we've got to get on that sweet promo
preview
film.
Oh, because
we've
got to see Warcraft.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
How bad does it look?
Actually, you know what? I've never played Warcraft. I haven't seen any of the trailers of the movie, but I didn't know this until the other day. It's made by Duncan Jones, who has made two other films.
Yes.
He's two for two, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
What were the two other
Source
films?
Source Code and Moon.
Oh, Source Code and Moon were both good.
Both great films.
Wait, this is Bowie's kid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he made this piece of shit.
Yeah.
Boy, he's really taking his dad's death out. Like, that is...
Wow. So you're thinking he signed on to this... That as a result of his dad dying.
Yeah,
amazing. Quick turnaround on this film.
Yeah.
Apparently he had to, I read a thing that he had to cut out like an hour of footage from the film or something.
Fuck.
It just looks no good.
It looks like a cutscene, a bad cutscene.
I've heard you guys say that it looks really bad. I hadn't looked into it, and then I saw this and I was like, man, that's so weird and such a bummer because he takes a long time between films.
Yeah.
I thought Source Code was really great.
Yeah.
I actually just a month ago was going, oh yeah, I wonder what will his next thing be?
Yeah.
This is such a bummer. What do you think this, because do you think this is him thinking I'll do something that's like big that's like big scale that's going to kind of like put me on the map.
It's
going to
make money no matter what because it's Warcraft. Yeah.
And then maybe my next move is like I'll be able to make something with huge budget. Yep. I'll have bought myself a little bit of...
He can make his like Interstellar
or
whatever.
I think they were planning to make this into a franchise though, so I think he would have been locked in. Oh, maybe they would have had
But then I don't really know how these things work. If this tanks, does that then negate...
Which I think it is.
Does that then negate all of that strategic moving of trying to get...
I would probably imagine so. Yeah. I think that's what happened with like Dracula Untold and shit. Is
right.
Like,
Dracula Dead and loving it.
Well, and they, like they've been trying to do like... Because that Assassin's Creed movie's coming out.
Yep.
They're
yep.
trying to do the comic book movie thing
yep.
with video game movies.
But it's like where... but it's like where comic book movies were in like before... They
before
got
Iron
good.
Iron Man, like.
Yeah. Like before it legitimized
Fantastic
it.
Fantastic Four with Jessica
Totally,
Alba
yeah. And level. Like the X-Men where it was like, wow, this is actually good. And Spider-Man.
But even I remember when X-Men was about to come out and they were talking, I haven't watched the new one yet. They were talking about the X-Men franchise on our friend podcast, Hey Fam, last week. Do you remember when the first X-Men came out and it was kind of like, you forget how different the landscape was, where it was just like, what the fuck are they doing?
Yeah,
they're making
a
film out of X-Men.
Yeah.
Like I remember it being kind of a weird thing.
Yeah,
and
totally.
Now it's just path of the course that like 12 of them are going to come out in the 1 year.
Yeah.
Anyway, I went on his Twitter the other day, Duncan Jones, and I felt bad for him because the most recent tweet was, sorry for the gratuitous retweeting of nice things, but it's just good for me to balance out all the negative.
Yeah, right.
Like I reckon he would be getting, because people fucking love that game. People are obsessed with that game.
Yeah.
He would be copping it.
Fewer
sweet
people now
at the moment.
Than it used to be.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Fewer people now than it used to be.
Sure,
like,
but there's still...
There'd still be passionate.
It's a thing that people, even if they're not playing anymore, they still hold all the mythology and stuff of it pretty close
like
to their hearts.
Yeah, it's like people getting upset about the Ghostbusters thing.
Yeah.
It's like it's more nostalgia than actually...
And I think him getting... I think that stuff would just make... The bad reviews that you're going to get in the press would seem like nothing compaired to these fucking animals crawling
there's
out
like
of the woodwork
personal,
on Twitter.
Like,
you surely just couldn't look at your Twitter, right?
Like, yeah.
And I reckon, knowing internet culture and how fucking bad it can be, I reckon his dad's being bought into it.
Oh, yeah.
I reckon there's a lot of, your dad killed himself because of your shit Warcraft movie.
Whoa, okay.
Fuck, I'm going to tweet that to him right now. Put this podcast on the map.
It's really unfortunate, though, because, he's a great director. Like, he has a great visual style.
Moon was really, really
Moon
good.
Moon was fantastic.
But you must know, I mean, you must know going into something like this that you can't, you almost can't succeed.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's
well, especially
such a...
if you do make it look as bad as the... And like, it's I don't know.
I dare say he's gotten in and I don't reckon he's gotten much freedom.
Oh, I reckon, definitely a whole bunch of like producer meddling type shit.
There's a big payday in this where he's just sort of gone, people aren't going to go, this is the new Duncan Jones movie. Except for one small-time podcast in Australia that's about fashion. People are going to be going, oh, the Warcraft movie, and it's just incidental that I'm involved. It's like when you get into a director and you go, oh, this person's great, and you go on their IMDb and you're like, oh, fuck, they were involved in that.
Yeah.
But they're
so
deep in the mix that it kind of doesn't.
That's true. Like, we are fans of him and we're not going to hold it against him if Warcraft sucks.
Yeah.
Like, it's not
if I said
happen.
You had a nice body, would you hold it against me?
It is pretty cold.
Duncan as well.
It is pretty cold, yes. Let's huddle together for warmth.
I actually kind of want to go see it as someone who has absolutely zero interest in Warcraft and just see what it does for me.
Yeah.
I think that would be, go and see it as a Duncan Jones film.
Yeah,
and see what it's going to do.
Yeah.
So is it out?
It's out soon, right?
Out in America, maybe?
It's getting some reviews and
some reviews.
And
it's like
people
a 35 sort of Metacritic thing and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's not doing well.
And even like I have like there's this website called Letterboxd and it's like user reviews of movies and stuff like that. And so I had a look at the user reviews and it's kind of 50-50. Like people going, I don't know anything about Warcraft and this was cool.
Yep.
People going, I don't know anything about Warcraft and this is terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then like just the reverse, like people loving it. And
that's the thing. Yeah. I have no reverence for the fucking World of Warcraft stuff.
Well, we got to go. We should.
We should.
We're so fucking disorganized with
just
organizing to just do this podcast. We should go see a film like this, like early days, and do a
do a
wrap
because
up.
It's very relevant to our fashion podcast. We should go see that and then Devil Wears Prada 2.
I want to see the video game adaptation of that.
No, we need to go and rate the fashions in Warcraft.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, lots of big fucking shoulder pads and shit.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're called shoulder pads when they're armor, but you know what I mean. Speaking of fucking Twitter abuse, did you see all the No Man's Sky stuff?
Well, yes.
Death threats.
Yes. This leads into another story. So No Man's Sky has been delayed to, it was going to come out, like, it was meant to be real soon, right?
Like,
it's meant to
be like 3 weeks or so.
And it's been pushed back to,
August 9th. Like August 9th. Like just a month and a half.
What can you be polishing in a month? Well, I know what I know what you I know what you can be.
Adam, let him speak.
Monday.
They would have
found some big bug or something, probably.
I find that really weird when it's this close, because it's like, surely there's stuff's happening at the manufacturing plant or whatever at this point.
Problem with that, though. Maybe it's a manufacturing problem.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like a something else.
I read like maybe it was just a tweet or like a someone speculating it was like ship design or like some graphic bug or something.
It could be a legal thing where suddenly they've realized, oh fuck, we've still got this old thing in here that's technically copyrighted, or it could be a million things.
Yeah.
Did you I read this story about this musician who I'd never heard of before. This guy, what's he called? Car Seat Headrest?
Yes, I was gonna bring this up as well.
Yeah. So he's an American guy. I think he's quite young. He's done a lot of stuff, like self-released on Bandcamp.
Yeah.
And he's just bought out
his... Speaking of self-release.
Yes?
The thing Ben was talking about before.
What thing? His Timberlands?
No. There's a little...
it's never good when you make an offhand comment and then it's thrown under the spotlight and you have to really back it up with something.
So, I know. I just say like, oh yeah, man, blah, 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 something. And you tell me all the time. I go like, oh yeah, why? why's that?
This is the weird thing about doing this podcast in addition to another podcast that I do, where someone was like, the other day was like, man, you are so mean to Knox on this show. And I'm like, I don't feel like this is that mean. Which shows you what a fucking brutal hunting ground
The last like four things I've written on Facebook, the first comment straight away has been Tommy going, God, you're a fucking idiot. And it's been getting a lot of good heat.
No, but for context, it's like you put one where you're at the museum and you put a photo of a dinosaur skeleton and you put, let's just say I'm having a whale of a time. So there was like very nice, like, you know, very like, you know, nice kind of like you trying to be silly.
A little bit of comedy irony, a little bit of detached sarcasm.
Whale bones around the corner.
I just think it's so funny to like be like, I think that you're serious and I'm so frustrated by you. Yeah. God, you are such a fucking idiot. It's as if I've been trying for the last month to teach you the difference between a whale and a dinosaur, and you were just not taking any of it on board. In our last lesson, I felt like I had a real breakthrough. Yeah. And then you go out to the museum and you post this, and I'm at home going, what more can I fucking do?
One's got no legs. How can he not tell?
What the fuck were we just talking about? Oh, No Man's Sky.
Yes.
So that musician, who's the musician?
Oh, yeah, Headrest. What was
So anyway, he's put out his first record on a major label.
Yeah.
He has a song where he's kind of referencing a song by The Cars.
That's
Which
right.
song is it? It's the song Just What I Needed?
Yes. Yeah.
And so he's basically...
He like does a little bit like riff, the opening riff.
He does
riff.
The opening
is
riff.
Is it sort of like in that song where they had the... Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do?
Yes.
Well, it's more than that.
It's sort of more complex. So he's basically... He's got the opening riff like the dun, 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 like the, if you know that song, Just What I Needed.
Yeah.
He's then, and he's kind of like taken some of the lyrics.
Just What I Needed, that one.
And he's kind of changed some of the lyrics around, and then it kind of turns into its own thing.
Right, and he apparently, like they thought they cleared it with the record company, but then the record company didn't actually ask the musician who wrote it. And
I think, I think it was basically whoever they asked went, oh yeah, it's fine.
Right,
and as it turns out, the person who said that actually didn't have the authority to say that.
Right. They just asked like an intern or something.
So this album has come out, I think, I don't know if it had, I think it was like just about to ship. It was like the day before it came out.
It has been manufactured.
They've printed them all
it's
up.
All,
yeah.
It's about and to so, go out to stores.
And so, like at the last minute, the guy from The Cars has gone, no one asked me about this.
Yeah.
We got to sort this out. Like, I'm not
cool
with this.
But so then technically if it hasn't been released, they can't be sued over it or...
I don't think they're being sued, but they can't put the album out, so they've like lost tens of thousands of dollars.
But this shit happens with video games all
because
the time.
Because he's not credited. Like, he's not credited properly. Yeah. He wasn't paid for it.
Yep.
And so, they've basically, they've had to like, just like turf these hundreds of thousands of copies of the album.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's cost the record label a fucking ton.
Yeah.
Which,
but it must be less than what they thought they would have to pay if they got sued.
Right, yeah.
I just think they just, you can't, once you the guy goes, hey, I didn't get asked about this, you can't then just go and put it out.
Yeah.
Like, whether you think he's going to sue you or what it's going to cost.
Okay.
That's just such a bad look if he's already said that.
Yeah.
But this stuff happens with like, Uncharted was put back by like a month.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's
it
true.
It happens a lot. It doesn't usually happen, I think, as close to the release date.
It's crazy when it happens so close. Yeah. But
it's
yeah,
not
so
like a good sign. But anyway, yeah.
They've announced that and yeah, people.
Well, they didn't even announce it. Some other guy found out about
That's
it.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Like a journalist for one of some website.
Kotaku or someone like found like a little.
Like there was a memo that went out to shops.
Being
use this sticker to cover up the release date because it's no longer the release
date.
Oh,
really? Okay.
And then people started tweeting him fucking death threats and shit. Yeah.
So the main guy, the main dude who's making the game, I forget his name.
Sean something.
Yeah, so he starts getting death threats. Fucking your game's fucking... your game's fucking coming out a month late. Yeah. No wonder fucking Bowie killed himself with your shit.
Also, if he said you had a nice body, would you hold it against me? But like this poor guy.
If he said you had a nice randomly generated body that goes for infinity, would you hold it against me?
Because this guy's been like trotted out for every press thing, like the lead developer.
And it seems like it picked up way more steam than he ever intended.
Totally, yeah.
Like, he's become a bit of a... Yeah, he's like a bit of a face of... He's really front and center on
this
thing.
He's like a video game rock star.
He's kind of a bit... It reminds me a bit of... fuck, what's his name? The Double Fine guy, Tim...
Tim Schafer.
Tim Schafer.
Yeah.
How he's like...
Paul Schafer, yeah.
Tim Schafer and the...
Yeah, Monkey Island, yeah.
Was that your Paul Schafer?
Yeah.
That was like
my Paul Schafer. That was my like Bugsy Malone.
Yeah.
It's a really multi-purpose impression.
Yeah, he's kind of like the one like kind of like cool like outside of like a Shigeru outside of a Japanese like an indie guy that kind of everyone knows and people are like into him as a dude.
Totally.
So it seems like the same thing is kind of happening with this guy.
And he's had like a year
very famous and we don't know his last name.
Yeah. But he's like had a year of doing every like shitty YouTube show, every IGN,
he was on
every
fucking the late show. He was on the Colbert Late Show.
Right, right.
Wow. With this game.
Like, wow.
He's done every like from the top level press to the bottom. He's just like constantly like
so
describing
that's why it's
what
late
the game
then.
Is.
Little as fucking Colbert, little more fucking zeros and ones, mate.
Yeah, he's George R. R. Martin'd it where like he's doing all this other stuff.
Yep.
Bloody get what's happening to Arya Stark, mate. That's the real question. It's really there's like
that's happened now, hasn't it? The show has like
the show's
I don't
overtaken.
Watch it. The show has like overlapped the books.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yep.
That's great.
Yeah.
It'd be really funny if the show just gets it completely wrong.
But
if the books go in a weird direction.
But that's
and then,
what I mean. Like how can he now write...
Why do you release a book where the events have already happened? Like onto the TV show? Why do you
that's
read the
exactly
book?
It. Because
well,
now
why
it's
would
like,
you watch a TV show if you've read the book? It's the same thing.
But now the book is like...
No, shut up.
And the book goes into more detail and shit. Like, I get it.
I find that supremely weird. Like, how can you now continue this book when this supremely popular interpretation of your work is doing its own thing?
Well, evidently
how are you
isn't.
Not going to be influenced by that?
Yeah,
sure.
But well, he writes
crazy.
Scripts for the show. Yeah, like, he is involved in the show.
And he's told the showrunners, like, what happens for the rest of the books. Like, he knows what the rest of the plot's going to be pretty
he
much.
He just hasn't sat down and typed it out.
Well, because apparently he types, like, with one finger. You know that,
what?
Like, old man way of typing on, like, an old BBC micro computer or something?
Fucking
like, one of those green monitor
types. Get this kind of copy of Mario Teaches Typing. I hate that show. Hot take. I'm going to say it.
Yeah,
I liked the first season. The way that people fucking go on and on about it on social media.
Yeah.
If you're not in it, it is
that
infuriating.
That is a bit annoying. But I get annoyed by that and I like the show. Like,
sure.
Just ignore that.
Yeah.
You know?
It's... Yeah, okay, I'll just ignore all of social media.
Well, it's mostly
God, you are such a fucking idiot.
Social media is... It's mostly just people saying they're glad Bowie died or whatever. Like, it's no good.
Hold the door.
They're not
the
whales.
What the fuck does that mean?
No,
that was one of the
Look
most well-done
what
twists.
What the fuck are you talking about?
That was one of the most well-done hidden in plain sight fucking things. It was good if you watched it.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
But just back up for a second and pretend that you don't watch it and imagine that one day your Facebook feed is flooded with people just saying the phrase "hold the door."
This is fucking...
Imagine how crazy that would drive
you.
Yeah,
Tommy, who up, Dasilo.
Well, Yeah. Who up? Not your dad, David Bowie. Hey, he killed himself because he hates Game of Thrones. Okay. Yeah, so that's a bummer. That's, you know, it's such a bummer when, like, something that you love so much, video games, that, like, so much of the community, we've talked about this so much of the community.
Yeah. Oh, it's the worst
so
people in the world, yeah.
And you constantly, anytime you say to people that you play video games or that you do a video games podcast, that's people's perception of what it is. Yeah. So you get dragged into that where it's like, you play video games. It's like, video games are fucking cool, man. Yeah. Like, that was my big thing when I was playing Uncharted, was just like, I feel so sorry for anyone who doesn't like games. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel sorry for anyone who thinks that they're too good for this shit.
Yeah.
Because it's so fun and it's so cool and it's so entertaining. And if that's the reason you're not playing them because you're like, that's kid shit, it's just like...
Well, I think even worse than that is that it used to be, oh, this is just kid shit. And then there was like a turning point where it's like, oh, this is just misogynist shit.
Yeah, exactly.
This is just people who do death threats to women journalists.
Not only, like, you're a child, you're a child who hates women.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, it's such a fucking bummer when it's just a small thing. And like,
and that sucks as well. That people, I've just realized this, I've never thought about this before. The people who have that mentality about people who are playing video games, that's kind of a weird sexist thing to think about them as well, because a bunch of women like video games.
Yeah.
Like, some percentage of, like, maybe 50% of people who play video games, that would make sense. But
yeah,
it's a huge amount of people who play video games are women, more than the fucking prevailing, like, oh, little fucking nerds in their basement. You know, and that's insulting to them to be like, oh, you're a bunch of Gamergate fuckheads. Half of them are women as well.
Yeah.
Shout outs to all the women listening to podcasts. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, we get it. You're a feminist. You love Amy Schumer.
But it is such a bummer how the loudest, most fucked voice is what ends up being the most heard.
I know.
Anyway, so there's no info out there about what the delay, like, what's actually caused the
delay.
I don't think so.
There rarely is with this sort of stuff. Like,
it's
probably not that bad of a sign. Like,
I don't know. I'm curious about the game. I'm looking forward to playing it. But it is weird for people to get so shitty when it's like, this is still, it's so unknown what this game is even going to be. Yeah. Like, if you got really shitty about the Uncharted delay, it's like, you know what you're going to be in for and you're excited to get back into that world. So I get it. This is like completely untested waters.
But even
like,
getting
you just
shitty
don't know
about a delay, like, delays are always a good thing.
Yeah.
A delay is always...
It's to make it better in some way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I would rather that than what happens a lot now. Well, because you can't win, because, like, Street Fighter...
If it came out too early and it was broken.
Was it five?
Yeah.
Five or six?
Yeah. Five.
Five came out and was an incomplete package.
Yeah.
They were like, hey, we're going to, you know, we're going to add in all this stuff in an update in like a month's time. People were fucking really shitty about it. And Capcom clearly did that because they were like, we've got the date locked in.
Yeah.
We don't want to cop the fire of people being shitty
about
it being delayed.
The answer is, you just make a game in 20 minutes and it's perfect. Why can't they just do that?
I think the No Man's Sky thing, why it's such an extreme reaction, is because it's still just people's imaginations.
Totally.
And now they're like freaking out.
Yeah, they've attached this weird, like, fantasy perfect video game thing to it.
Exactly.
Which is going to be really detrimental for how that game's received.
Yeah.
Because I'm totally happy to have, like, the worst case scenario version of that game where it's just like a sort of survival thing and it's not, the planets aren't that interesting.
Yeah.
And, you know. But people have, literally interpreted it as their dreams where you jump from Jupiter to Mars or whatever. You know, that dream?
Yeah, people think this is going to be, like, the next big, like, evolutionary leap.
Yeah.
Hey, do we want to do a bit of a wrap-up on something that we've now all finished, Uncharted 4?
Yes.
It took me a little while. I finished it in the last week.
Yep.
I imagine most of our listeners who are playing it are probably caught up and, you know, we're about to spoil it a bit.
Yeah, we're going
to
talk about the ending probably.
Pause
so
you know what
forward.
We should do?
We'll put the timestamp
in.
Yep. Look, I got to the end. I thought the ending was really cool.
what are you laughing at?
Sorry, I made a joke in my head, but it was too late to actually say it out loud.
Go
because
on.
Because we told a bunch of people to stop listening. Now that all the boys are out of the room, let's talk about Thrush. And it's a reference to an old 90s Australian TV ad that a lot of people listening to this wouldn't have seen.
Yep.
Anyway.
You're right. It is an old ad, but I don't know who it is.
I'm going to put in a timestamp to skip this.
There's a stand-up that we know that has a bit about that ad, which
I
find very funny.
Is it Dave?
No. Fuck, who is it?
This is interesting to no one.
But yeah, it's funny that you bring that up because I love the bit, but I also, every time they do it, I go, how many people remember that ad?
Yeah. Man, anyway, but old Australian ads are fucking great. Do you remember that one that we found, the Red Roosters going Chinese?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Fuck, yes.
Fuck, we've got to post that on our... You know what? People loved it when we did the watching the Call of Duty trailer the other week.
We should watch the Red Roosters going Chinese
ad. Oh, man. We've got to post the link to that on the Facebook.
Absolutely.
It's so good.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
Uncharted.
You know, the other old Australian ad that I love, is it the Campbell's Soup one, where it's like a couple and they're having his parents over for dinner, and he's fucked up, the classic husband, TV ad husband.
Yep.
He's fucked up the dinner in some way.
Yeah, incompetent man.
And the wife comes in with a can of, or girlfriend or whoever, comes in with the can of soup.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh no, you can't serve my parents' canned soup.
That's right.
Cut to the dinner, and his parents are like the worst looking, most toff cunts you've ever seen. And the mum goes, this is just delicious, Elaine. And she goes,
oh, I remember that line.
And she goes, not very bad for canned soup, hey. And the parents look around like, is this bitch fucking serious?
You mean she cooked our dog? Like,
yeah. It's literally they cannot imagine anything more repulsive.
Yeah.
And then the dad goes, you nearly had us there. And they all have a good old laugh.
Yeah.
So the message being, this soup is so good that even your fucking silver spoon up the ass parents will believe that it's real soup. But it's like, the real message of that is like, fucking dump this guy if his family are that shit that you're going to have to put up with this.
Oh,
all
you
time.
Can't
Fuck
judge
that.
Him for his parents.
Yeah, you can.
That way you're never going to go out with Duncan Jones because his dad's dead.
Oh.
We can't keep calling back to that.
The ultimate judgment call. okay. Yeah, so Uncharted 4. I got to the end. The final, like, boss battle, I guess?
Yes. So you mentioned this in our group chat, and I forgot to bring it up last week. I guess we probably shouldn't have because it was at the end.
Yeah.
But the quick time fucking sword fight, oh, my God.
It's no good. You know
so
what
frustrating.
I don't like about that game in general as well is the thing of, because it looks so good and it's also cinematic and shit.
Yep.
I don't like it going black and white when you're getting hurt because it makes it all look a lot shittier and you're often getting hurt. You know, like, but when, you know, that bit where you're like escaping from when you've just made the floor collapse in that cave and, you know, with the little coins on the scale. Do you remember that bit?
You sound so simple right now.
You know,
no, it's like the problem is like that happened 10 times in the game.
The
I can't...
bit where you go to Scotland, you're in Scotland.
Yeah.
It's the big like pirate cove.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're going through there and it's at the very end and you like one of them tricks the woman who's working with the... Oh, fuck it.
Nadine and Rafe?
Nadine, is
yes.
it? Yeah, Nadine. And she realizes that you've gotten the soldier to pick up the thing and the ground collapses.
Oh, and you're escaping.
Yes. And you go down like you're sliding down another fucking thing, getting into the plane.
Right.
And it was all just black and white. And it just looks weird because I was being shot at. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, okay.
And that happened a lot in the sword fight is why I bring it up.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, in looking back on it, like kind of plot-wise, if you want to view it all as like a big movie that you played and as an overall thing, like looking back on it, I think the sword fight is pretty cool. But at the time doing it, fuck, I hated it. Like just this new like gameplay mechanic
Absolutely.
That is all of a sudden thrown at you that is not that does not correlate to anything else in the game.
Yeah.
And a big part of the reason I had it was because I sucked at it.
Me too.
It was really difficult.
I found it frustrating.
They bring in this new mechanic and then they deliberately obscure whether he's swinging from the left or the right.
All of a sudden you're playing fucking Dance Dance Revolution.
Yeah.
I just thought this is stupid.
Yeah.
Like,
and the thing of, like it's a pretty cool like climactic sort of thing plot-wise.
Yeah, and you wouldn't want to just be like shooting at a bunch of mercenaries again.
That's it. I thought it was cool that the final boss was like, quite simplistic a
then
battle.
They've already got a fucking fighting mechanic in that game.
Yes.
Just use that, but that's give him a sword instead.
I mean, I thought it was cool that it wasn't just like your standard end boss where it's like fucking 10 times the size of everything else.
Yeah.
And it takes that, and you're going to use up all your ammo.
Yeah. Plus that,
and by the time you kill it, you're only going to have like one heart left or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I thought the simplicity of it was, like I said, looking back on it, I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
But at the time, fuck, it drove me crazy.
Yeah.
It infuriated me.
It took me
3 or 4
goes.
It wasn't
well made.
Yeah.
But that, and then that, so I liked the ending. I actually thought that the storyline, like the way that all wrapped up, I thought that was cool.
I liked that it was just a happy ending.
Yeah. You know, there's single player DLC coming out.
No way, really?
Yeah. Huh. So I think down the line we're going to get that. No, there's no details out on it yet, to my knowledge,
that's
at the time
that
we're recording
this. I
wonder
if that'll be like an E3 thing or something.
You know what you know what I'm thinking slash hoping? I really hope it's Sully and Sam going out on adventures.
That'd be cool.
That's how I feel like the ending was setting that up.
That's the most obvious choice.
That's what they did with The Last of Us as well, as they had it be about Ellie.
Right.
And it was like a prequel.
Yeah, that's right.
I hope it's not a prequel. I don't really like
prequels. And because they've said that, you know, other folks, Naughty Dog aren't going to make any more Uncharted, but other people might. And so that set up at the end, I was like, this is cool. I think Sam's really cool. I think Sully is fucking super cool.
It's great.
Playing with those two guys running around the world, I think would be great, I think.
And then
we get into, you play Crash Bandicoot again.
Yep. Nice little.
Which I thought was cool.
Yep.
And you sort of are like, okay, this is going to be just, I sort of thought, oh, this is going to be Elena and.
They're on the couch again.
Yeah, you play as their daughter, and it really felt like you're walking through the house looking at stuff, and she's like, hey, where are my parents? Didn't it feel like something fucked was going to happen?
Yeah, I
felt like you were going to find out that they had like died on another trip or something.
Right, I didn't get that.
Right,
I was annoyed. I was just like, hurry the fuck up! And because I looked at everything. Okay, I went in every
room.
I thought something was going to happen, so I was like picking up everything and looking at everything. And I was like, oh, is this just like a nice way to look back over the whole series?
It was, and I liked that about it. That it like I liked having evidence that everything turned out all right for them.
Yeah,
sure. But had been like smashing through the last bunch of.
But you were walking around picking everything up, like.
But that's like the pace.
You
like
fucking walking up to eggs and looking at them, going, "Why is this so slow?"
But like, I thought
it feels like your experience with this just mirrors the experience of being a girl that age that you were playing as.
Yeah,
I'm ready to move on. I'm stuck in this body. I feel like an adult, but I'm still being treated like a kid.
Exactly. Mom, stop treating me like a kid. I'm 13, right?
Yeah, and so, but it was, it was like a weird like drop in pace, and I just kind of wanted it to end so I could have finished the game.
Yeah, I was like, at the time, I was like, okay, this is interesting, and I'm not going to even pretend to pass this off as my own opinion. I read an article about this on Kotaku, which I agree 100% with. What was cool about it was you're just walking around and you're just like, you're just tapping buttons. You know, you can't die or anything.
Yeah.
And it's basically just, we know this is the last Naughty Dog Uncharted game with these characters. So it's kind of a look back on the series.
Mm. Yeah.
And what was cool about you doing it in that way is that, and again, this is all straight from whoever, I should have found out the name of the person who wrote
Sean
this article.
Sean something.
But what they were saying was that games often struggle to tell you narrative things in their own medium. Do you know what I mean? So it's usually like they'll play a cutscene, which is just, you're just showing a movie.
Yep.
So it was actually a really rare and cool thing for you to get that information and have that experience from a storytelling point of view within the context of it still being a game without it just showing you this stuff as flashback or whatever.
Yeah.
And so looking back on it and kind of taking that into consideration, I'm like, that's actually a really good point. I think that is, for me, that was, that was the really cool thing about it.
I thought that dog was really well animated.
Oh, yeah.
For a thing just showing up right at the end. Like, with that whole game in general is so detailed and like all the little bits and pieces show up for a second. And they look great.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's, so I think we've spoken about it before. The whole game was weirdly paced, but it's kind of like, well, maybe we have to adapt to a really cool, well-told story that does go for 13 hours. And we should learn how to be more patient and let it unfold like that.
Here's my thoughts on it overall. I thought, like, again, as a mark of, like, how good the storytelling and stuff was, like, that right before that last bit when Sam runs away.
Yep.
Like, I was in. You know, the four of you are together. You've gotten out of this thing. The plane's there. And he goes off. I genuinely was like, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Like,
but it makes sense with the character and shit.
Oh, for sure.
Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Well,
but that's what I mean. Like, I was in. Like, it all. Yeah. And the thing of Drake finally being the one to go, nah, man, let's not. Like, it's not worth it. Like, I'm not going to die over this.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it all as I was playing it, and I think it's an amazing game. But for me overall, and having played the other Uncharted games, I know this is a thing of just being spoiled and having had great experience of all these games. For me, I think Uncharted is about puzzle solving, climbing around, gunfight, and then kind of a subcategory of that, which is these big crazy set pieces where gunfight, crazy over-the-top gunfight.
Yeah.
And for me in this one, the balance was a little off in terms of what I like out of an Uncharted game. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought the scale of climbing around stuff was fucking way, way off kilter with everything else.
Yeah. He's like a superhero, right? Like, is that what you mean?
Yeah, like, I mean, and like, I
or
thought
do you mean
in,
just the amount of it?
Just the amount of it that you did in the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
And look, it's in these environments that look great, so I get why it's not like as I was doing it, I was like, oh, this again. I loved it as I was doing it.
Yeah. Yep.
But for the first, for the big first big chunk of it, I was like, just the environments in this look so good. Like they're doing so much great stuff with the hardware.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see them using this for those big crazy set pieces.
Yeah.
If just the environments look this good and if like the stuff they've done on the PS3, fuck, we're in for a treat here.
Yeah. And then I got didn't to happen that
the
much.
Car chase in Madagascar, I was like,
it was incredible. Yeah.
This is fucking so, here we go.
But that to me felt like, here's the first one.
Yes.
What are they going to escalate?
Yes. And then it didn't.
Yeah.
We got two more things where you're on a building and it collapses, which is cool, but they've done that a bunch. To me, that's not a unique big set piece.
I don't care about climbing up cogs in a clock tower.
Yeah.
Like, I want to ride a tank off a cliff and land on a train.
And a lot of the set pieces that they set up weren't as interesting, like the cars going up in the elevator and all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
Like, it was all a lot of climbing around and shooting.
Yeah.
And you're right. Like, the things I remember from 2 and 3, like, 3 in particular, the airplane thing, the boat that's sinking, like all these big, like, crazy situations that you put in. You're right, that didn't happen as much.
I just felt like, and I know that's like a thing of being spoiled with the others, and you shouldn't just expect it to be like everything's going to be bigger and better. Like,
but last year you bought me a car for my birthday.
Right, exactly. But also you compare Bane to the Joker in the Dark Knight movies because they're a series of movies.
Yeah, no, like, totally.
And especially especially with video games, I think it's almost unfair because it's like the fact that it's happening on newer, more powerful hardware.
Mm.
You as a consumer, you're like, let's fucking see what you got.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that's an unreasonable thing to go into it thinking when the system is sold on that. The system is sold on
and
fucking check out what it can do.
And the developers have proven that they're great at it. So why not expect them to continue to be very good at their job?
Well, like, hopefully what we get is like this is the equivalent of Uncharted 1 on the PS3, and then the next game they do, whatever it is, if it's The Last of Us 2 or whatever, is the Uncharted 2. Like,
maybe that's it. There's been a lot of speculation, a lot of people talking about what are they going to do next. A lot of people think Last of Us 2. Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe that's like they've kind of held off on this one to sort of tell a story and make great environments, and they're just, you know, and I'm sure that's, I'm sure we're not alone in thinking this about this game. I'm sure this echoes a lot of people's thoughts about it.
And they did
maybe they're just going to listen and come out with the next thing they do, just be fucking big ass set pieces galore, which I think would be cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, like I said, I loved it as I was playing it. I thought the storytelling and the acting and the animation and everything was next level.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would go back to it.
No.
I might, but I'm really, really keen now to go back in on, because I've got the PS4 collection of the PS3 games and haven't really played any of them.
To go back in on 2 and 3 especially.
Two especially.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, I haven't replayed any of them.
Yeah.
But thinking about it, I want to go back and replay 2.
Yeah, thinking about, like, how much I enjoyed this one but what it was lacking. Because this is the other thing. You sort of go, this didn't have that. It's like, yeah, but you've still got that in other games. Like, you can just go and play 2 and have that there.
Like, totally. This is, and, like, ultimately, I agree with you that this one isn't going to be as memorable as the other ones or whatever, really.
But I think at the end of the day, they're to be commended for not just going, hey, we've got to give people a fucking big jerk off eye candy.
True,
fucking,
because at some point you're doing like the Call of Duty thing where like, and now a planet's blowing up.
Yes.
Like,
I think it's like they're to be commended for going, hey, we just want to tell a really rich story with great characters in these environments that look incredible.
Mm.
And hey, if we can fit some of that stuff in, great. But if it doesn't fit in with the story, we're not going to put it in just for the sake of putting it in.
Like, you're right. It won't have as many memorable moments, but I think it will be remembered as a very good end to the series.
Because the chase sequence, the Madagascar thing, like, kind of part of what was so cool about that was it still worked. Like, you had the beat of like that. It just this insane over the top, like, you know, was just full on.
And then Elena's there right after.
And then immediately you go into the hotel and it's this really somber, like, it's just an immediate hand, and you feel like, and that moment resonated so much more because you've just done all this insane stuff. So it wasn't even like, oh, hey, here's this big dumb video game thing. It really did service the story, and it really did, even though you were just watching a cutscene because you just played this thing, you were invested in it so much more.
Totally.
So Yeah.
Two thumbs up.
Go get it.
Yeah, it's a really good game.
Yeah.
Play that again while you're waiting for fucking No Man's Sky, idiots.
Or you can play a little Overwatch. How long have we recorded for now?
This is like 43.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sick. Cool. Overwatch is also good.
All right, tell us about it.
Okay, so for anyone, you know, if you're not familiar, Overwatch, it's a new,
it's by
predominantly online shooter.
Yeah.
First-person shooter.
It's by Blizzard, who have done...
Of Warcraft fame.
It's got a really weird history where, like, it was going to be another massive multiplayer thing. And
right.
then they realized it just wasn't working, and they changed it into this shooter.
Yeah.
But it's really good.
Hmm.
I have
so it's kind of weird in that it's come out at the same time as another game called Battleborn.
Battleborn.
Yeah, Battleborn.
Which is sort of similar kind of idea, right?
Well, like, yeah, basically.
And within a couple of weeks, like they kind of were both coming out, and I was sort of seeing reviews, and I hadn't really kept up with any of the pre-release stuff on either of them, and they both kind of looked like, oh, okay, that these two games are coming out that look sort of similar.
Hmm.
I don't know if I really... care or whatever, and then all of a sudden, within 2 weeks, people are now going crazy for Overwatch.
Mm. Yeah,
people are loving it.
It's a Batman versus Superman and Civil War, Captain America.
Right.
It's your Deep Impact Armageddon. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Except which was the better of Deep Impact and Armageddon?
I think Deep Impact.
I've only ever seen Armageddon. I tell you what, I loved it.
Really,
I went space mad for that film. That's genuinely a really fun movie.
I've only ever seen Deep Impact. I like Deep Impact.
So Armageddon was Michael Bay, so it was very like over the top crowd pleasery, right?
Yeah, but then it had like it had a little bit of character and stuff to it as well.
Right.
I watched it going in expecting nothing, and so I was pleasantly surprised by it.
As good or better than The Big Short?
Worse. Wait, why didn't you give me the option of worse? It's worse than The Big Short.
That's because the only scale my reviews work on.
The Big Short is obviously zero, so you can't be worse than that.
Well, that's the weirdest thing you've ever said. That doesn't make any sense, and I don't think you understand maths.
I don't understand maths, and that's why I didn't like The Big Short.
I like Overwatch. It's really, like, it's not as...
What's the experience? All I know is online shooter.
So
as someone who's, like, traditionally not ever been... Not a big one for your online Call of Duties and all that stuff. I'm not great at those games. I mean, what's the learning curve? Could I get it and go in? Am I going to have fun? Or is it going to be one of those things where immediately I go, I should not have bought this?
No, I reckon you're going to have fun. Like, there's a tutorial in it that is like, it's for babies, like, you know, which in a good way. Like, it's really for the thing of like, here's how you move.
Yeah.
Here's how you look around. And it takes you through everything. The controls work really well. I was playing it on the PC.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get it for the PS4, and apparently it's fine on the controller there. So you go in.
Check
you've
out
got
the
like,
fucking PC snobbery over here.
I know.
Apparently
it's fine.
It's fine on the PS4.
You can't use Excel.
Does a little fucking paperclip pop up and give you hints?
Yeah. When was the last time you used a computer?
Don't they still have the paperclip in?
Yeah,
in
that little paperclip showing up. This guy's cooked Campbell's soup for his parents.
I'm living in the 70s.
You choose a class, or so basically like a character, and there's like 20 of them or something. There's a huge amount.
Yep, yep.
They all play differently, so you can find the one that works best with how you... And they all play really differently, but they're all like viable choices.
Right,
right.
And so you can find one, like there's a soldier one who's just straight up shooting.
Yep.
There's ones who are more focused on healing other people if you're not as good at shooting.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So it's kind of like... Because like the classic online shooter, like first person shooter is like medic support slash,
it's that sort of stuff but with some weird ones thrown in as well
right like a bunch of combos and mix
there's
and
a little Eskimo woman who can
Inuit
it's well she's just dressed in a fur coat
okay
but so she can throw up a like big ice wall that blocks doors that people are coming through
reminds me of my
and then freeze people
very good
and then she can also freeze up so she's completely impervious to harm which is not like your ex-wife
yeah that's very true
threw some barbed words at her but I she'll be back but it does a clever thing where like so you've got like five people to a team
right
and when you're picking it will say along the side like hey you don't have any healers you might want to choose one of them or like you don't have much damage dealing people
you should
choose one of them.
Is there a single player element or is it all
you can play against
bots
and stuff but it's focused on being a multiplayer thing. There's no story.
I get why these I know these things, these online-only things are really popular, but I just... Fuck it. It bums me out when there's no, like... I want to... Like, I think that's the best... If it's, like, a multiplayer shooter, I feel like I would rather go through... a single player element with a bit of a story, learn my mechanics there, get really good enough to finish it, and then go in.
Yeah. Titanfall did that. I don't know. Right. You wouldn't have ever. You played a little bit of Titanfall.
I did, yeah, yeah.
And it had like, the problem was that nobody ever played it.
Yeah.
But it had like a single player campaign, or like, not a single player, like a story thing, but it was all multiplayer matches. Mm.
Well, did you ever play the Smash Brothers on the Wii?
Yeah.
Smash Brothers Brawl that had that really big story.
Yeah, I did, yes.
That I think was like, what's his name? The guy who produces all those games. Anyway, Sakurai? Anyway.
Yeah, Sakurai.
I think it was like his... I think that was like really his baby, like having that big story mode in there.
I really liked that.
People did not care for it overall. And it was just abandoned from the last one, which I thought...
it's seen as pretty like wasteful time. Right.
And I don't know. I thought it was a real bummer that they didn't include anything like that in the Wii U one. But I loved it. I thought it was really cool.
I'd never owned a Smash Brothers game before that. So, yeah, it was really cool
in that you... First of all, it was an easy way of just unlocking all the characters.
Yep.
Like, you would unlock all the characters by just playing through that, which I thought was cool, rather than having to look up on the internet, how do you get Wario? You've got to lose as Princess Peach 10 times. Yeah. It's like, fuck that.
Yeah.
And also, it made you go through and you had to play a little section as each character.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got the grips. It was cool. Like, all the cutscenes were really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
They did a really cool thing of, like, how they bought all the characters.
Totally. Very cinematic.
Yeah, I thought it was all the cutscenes where
you're, showmanship.
Like, Sonic in the Metal Gear Solid world, I thought was, like, really cool.
Oh, speaking of Smash Bros., you know something I read that I'll just bring up really quickly here? They're changing the Pikachu's name in China.
I saw this, yeah.
Oh, where? And people are furious about it. Imagine if they came out one day during the week and went, so he's not called Pikachu anymore. He's called like a Shock Rat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, everyone. Mickey Mouse is now called Jai.
Got to drink a Monster Energy can. you guys want to see my dirt bike? I'm Jai.
Hey, this actually sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Who the fuck talks about Mickey Mouse anymore? That's the way to bring him into the 21st century.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Overwatch is really good for like, I think it's a good one if you've never really gotten into online first-person shooters before.
Right.
Yeah, right. Did we get that gift card yet?
Nah.
God damn it. I want to buy it.
Yep. It's good, but if you don't, if you've never liked them, then it probably won't change your mind.
Right.
Right.
This leads us into a question that we got, Ben, that you were mentioning before the show.
Yeah.
About first person
versus third person.
Third person?
Yes. Yeah.
What was the question? Just which do we prefer? What do we
Adam
think?
Adam much prefers third person. Baby, that was a proper, that was a narrative.
I think
that you're was a narrative context joke.
It's interesting that got sent in because me and my housemate just downloaded GTA 5, which this is probably more of a problem with our current internet provider.
Oh, okay.
It took us the whole weekend to download it.
It's very big.
Gaming
it's
like 60 2015.
Yeah. Like 2016.
The file. Oh yeah.
It's halfway through the year.
Okay, I'm just still stuck in what was the best year of my life. It downloaded
2002 when that beautiful Campbell's ad was still playing on TV.
And Austin Powers Pinball was the best game of the year.
it downloaded and we were like, cool, it's done. And then we open it, it's like, now you got to download another install file.
Yeah.
Yes.
It literally took all weekend of us leaving the console on day and night. Ridiculous. But my housemate is loving it. He's obsessed with the first person mode.
I really like that too.
Which I got to say, I don't like.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I liked how cool it looks when you go into it and the graphics are like better and closer and it's like that experience is cool. But I didn't play it with that
mode. It controls kind of weirdly and it like becomes harder because you can't see some shit that
you're
on.
I just kind of prefer...
But I like that about it.
Just as an aesthetic thing, I like being able to see your character on the screen.
Yeah.
I think that looks cool.
See that
I think it's like...
Down the
Pardon?
See that butt.
Shake that little fanny down the street.
Get out of here, Trevor.
I was watching him play it and he was...
Love to see you leave, but I hate to watch you walk away.
He was playing it and doing a lot of getting a dirt bike and like jumping off doing flips and stuff.
Yep.
And it fucking... Man, it gave me motion sickness just like watching it go like kind of... Yeah. I don't know. It just seems like a weird... Those games are designed to be played in third person. Like I didn't... Even when they announced it, I didn't quite get why people were so... psyched on being able to play it first, because there's plenty of first. It just doesn't feel like it lends itself to that experience.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sure if you're in a shootout, it maybe it works a bit better, but you lose that scope of
driving
vision, so people can get the jump on you a bit better. I don't know.
And especially when you're driving in first person, you've got like this huge part of the car that you can't see through because you're looking through the windscreen.
Exactly. Yeah.
But you've got much thicker than in real life. What do you call them? Sides of the windscreen, you know, like where it goes up to
I think
the
that's
roof.
Literally just what they're called.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised if there is just a technical term.
They've probably got some weird, dumb, like, Scroggin bullshit.
Yeah.
The IKEA side of windscreen.
Well, I just remembered the Far Cry series.
Yeah.
They put in so much more climbing and stuff, and you're still in first person.
So you're just looking at a wall?
Yeah, you're just looking at yourself, like, look at a wall, drag yourself up, all the vision goes all weird and up and down.
It's yeah.
Like, if you're going to put in, like, climbing, like, scaling ropes and stuff, like...
Well, we were talking about this at the time with Firewatch. Anytime he, like, climbs up stuff and jumps off stuff, the animation was trying to be so realistic of, like, how your body, like, kind of crumples when you fall from a great distance.
Yeah,
but to look at that in first person, see the screen move it's that quickly, it's just kind of like, oh, it's really
jarring.
And you
can cheat that stuff in games as well. Like, you never, like, it might look weird if you were looking at it from third person, but you can make it happen in such a way that it looks nicer from first person.
But
it's like all the 90s shooters were literally just like, it was like you were just a camera on wheels. There would be the slightest bit of up and down.
But in terms of shooters, because that question was about like cover based, like third person. I playing Doom recently. It's really good that it doesn't do any of that. Like, it completely does the opposite of the Call of Duty. Because, you know, like, the rhythm of, like, a Call of Duty or Far Cry or something is you pop out, you shoot a bit, then you go back in so you can reload and you can fucking recharge your health and all that stuff. Doom goes completely opposite to that, where it's making you move all the time. Like, you have to go and kill enemies to get health. You have to, you never reload and stuff. And it feels way better to just always be moving.
Right.
To not have to fucking sit there and stand at a, stare at a wall for ages so that your fucking character go like...
Well, that's the thing. There's different kinds of games there.
I hate that noise. That fucking breathing noise is so annoying.
There's the Doom one and like just general first-person shooters that are like shooters.
Yeah.
And then there's the Far Cry ones that are in between where there's some stealth. If you're in stealth, I want to be able to see the body that I'm trying to hide.
I want a satellite view. By the way, did you watch any of the Civilization 6 stuff?
I've seen a few screenshots and stuff.
Are you going to go in it? Because you're you really like them.
Yeah, definitely.
I haven't watched any of that and I don't know a huge amount about Civilization. Does it look good?
It does look good, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks good.
That's it, that.
None of them have been bad. Like, it's been a pretty flawless series.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I reckon we start to think about wrapping this up. What do you reckon?
I agree.
We've talked at length about a lot of different stuff.
Yeah.
Covered speaking all of rappers, do we want to quickly... What was that we were talking about?
Oh, well, yeah, just Overwatch. T-Pain did a stream of himself playing it on Twitch. And there was a little... picture in picture of him in the corner wearing a safari hat while
very
he's playing
good.
It, which is very funny. His commentary as he was doing it was great.
And
one of you mentioned that what he said during it, that the rappers don't play games.
Well, I think that he, maybe what he said was like they're embarrassed to talk about it because they want to be like hard man, like gangsters.
But that's it, man. You should, I can't believe you've never seen the Snoop Dogg video. Do you know what I'm talking about? Because I mentioned this briefly.
No.
Snoop Dogg posted this video. I guess to the like Microsoft Twitter or something. He just filmed himself going, "Why the fuck is Xbox Live down? It's been down all weekend, and I've had nothing. I've had nothing to do, and I'm gonna buy a PlayStation if you don't stop this shit from happening."
That's great. How can you claim that rappers aren't into games when, from my memory, every episode of Pimp My Ride, the first thing Exhibit would do would be working out how to get a fucking Xbox in there.
Yeah.
You can't use it because it's a fucking car. But here it is.
It would always be like mounted into the fucking like top of the boot.
So it's like, cool.
Park your car, lie down in the boot and just look up at
the
screen.
You just gotta get on a skateboard and go underneath the car.
Yeah, that's what when you see those cars down Chapel Street with the blue lights coming out underneath.
Yeah.
That's what that is, just a flat screen with fucking Uncharted
it's
playing
people
on
who
it.
Have to live in their cars, but their cars are amazing to live in.
Yeah, yeah. There's, and you know, we were talking about like
Lil
Kanye.
Wayne's and Tony Hawk 5.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, when Kanye did his
thing. Someone else got put in there as well recently. I can't remember who it is.
Spider-Man?
I think it's another rapper. I can't remember who it is. I'm going to look
it up. I mean, it's not quite the same thing, but, you know, the radio stations in those, like, open world games have always got, like, a lot of rap music in there.
Yeah, yeah. I remember Tony Hawk 2 was one of the things. I think someone asked a question about soundtracks as
well.
Tony Hawk 2 was, like, one of the first times I'd listened to rap.
yeah,
in my life.
Yeah, right.
And it was, you know, that was cool. Tony Hawk 2 introduced me to like a bunch of music.
Someone asked, good soundtracks. I feel I may have brought this up before, but I would recommend get on YouTube and look up the soundtrack from two Nintendo 64 games that I remember loving the music in. Mm. Forsaken. Did you ever play Forsaken?
No.
It was like GoldenEye, but you're on flying motorbikes.
Well.
It was really cool.
Well.
It was really, really cool.
That sounds like an idea for a game that like a 6-year-old wrote into a magazine.
Yeah. Much, yeah. Set in the future, but it was cool because you had like you'd be these big open areas, and so you're kind of like flying around as well. Right. It was really cool. And it had a great soundtrack. You know what else was really cool? Mm-hmm. Tetrisphere. Did you ever play that? It was like
Tetris,
but it was like on a sphere, so it's like 360 degree, and so blocks would drop down, and you could rotate the sphere and like make them land to kind of clear off bits, and you were aiming to you were aiming to get just one bit into the center, into the center of the sphere, because there's a little character trapped inside,
right?
So you kind of constantly had to be aware of what was going on every side. Really cool, but that had awesome music in it,
right?
So I would say look those two games up, because I looked them up recently, and like someone's just recorded the audio clean put all the songs on YouTube.
Final Fantasy VII has an incredible soundtrack.
Yeah,
all
cool.
of those
yeah.
games do. What's that guy's name?
Nobetsu or something? Or
Nomura, something like that?
Yeah,
I can't remember
like
what it is, but yeah, he writes some fucking awesome shit.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, how about we wrap that up? You guys feel good about that?
Yeah,
all right. Yeah, we were going to briefly mention the new Xbox thing, but there isn't actually any like official news, so who gives a shit?
Okay, all right. But we're getting close to E3 now, so
I'm looking forward to that.
That's a good point about the Uncharted thing. That's what they're going
to... Yeah.
It'd have to be, right? Like,
it'd have to be.
Yeah. What are some things you hope are announced? Because I'm just very keen for a Red Dead Redemption 2.
That'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Having never played the original and heard nothing but great things about it, and that would be my entry point.
Yeah.
And
that
would probably mean that they would do like a maybe an HD re-release
Absolutely.
Of the first one,
Absolutely.
Or they'd chuck it up on the PSN store
apparently
or whatever.
Apparently, the way that game was made was so fucked up that it like barely worked. Like they had it on this like house of cards, apparently.
Oh, really?
Like, which is why there was never a PC version and stuff,
right?
Because they they dragged it kicking and screaming onto those things.
Wow.
I'd like to see just like a brand new thing that looks cool, maybe, or
a brand new thing that looks cool.
Wow!
I just want to see
hot take.
Maybe get T-Pain up on stage.
Oh,
Do you reckon Naughty Dog are gonna? Do you reckon they'll use this as the platform to announce what they do next?
Probably not, because Uncharted is so freshly out.
But
take attention away from
you
that.
Don't reckon they'd be getting up and doing something? Because it's come out, it's big.
Yeah.
That's the big question now, I guess.
They could do. I hope there's not too much VR stuff.
Yeah, but there will be.
There will be.
It's out in like October.
Apparently, Microsoft has a new VR thing they're going to be doing as well. And so... I don't know, man.
I just want this.
If there's a good VR game, maybe. If there's a VR game that looks like, oh, cool, I actually would think about getting one for that.
Yeah.
I know it's not going to happen, but Jesus Christ, I just want the NX speculation to end.
Yeah. Yes.
I just want to. Every day I get up going, fuck, please let today be the day where there's the tweet or the announcement of the YouTube Direct where we just fucking... I want to be put out of my misery. I just want to know, is there a shred of hope for the future?
Even if it's terrible, just like fucking shoot old Yeller already.
That's
you know?
It. Like just, I just want, if it's like, hey, it's the Wii U gamepad, but it's got a fucking TV aerial in it.
Yeah.
Go, okay, bye.
Yeah. Hello,
bye,
Sony.
Nintendo. Hello, adulthood.
Yeah. Here's the NX. Now Amiibos will be all right. See you later.
Yeah. Fuck. We're now. It's a new Amiibo that's in the shape of the Wii U console.
Oh, fuck.
And it interacts with your washing machine. Fuck.
Oh. Anyway. Fuck off, Nintendo.
Yeah.
David Bowie killed himself over the hill.
I just want to know. I just want to know either way.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, cool. All right. Filthy Caz Pod on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Filthycasuals.pod.
At gmail.com.
Yep. We're on Facebook, Filthy Casuals Podcast. Mm-hmm. Honk that review button on iTunes.
Yes.
Share it around. Yep. Thanks for all the questions and stuff you've been sending in. We do our best to get through the ones that are not. Don't just ask us. There's certain ones that we've been asked like a million times.
Worst game.
Worst
we hear
game.
All the time.
And those like the very broad ones are very difficult to think of. Like, think of every game that's ever been released.
Right. You know? What's your favorite shooter? Like, just go a bit more specific.
Yeah, be specific. Like, hey, where were you on the date of 24th of April?
General questions about the industry or a thing as a whole. Mm. Like someone asked us a few weeks ago, which we were already sort of talking a bit about anyway, do we think the NX will be Nintendo's Dreamcast and sync them as a console company? That's a good question that we can...
Yeah, we've kind of talked about that before. That's the only reason we did.
Well, yeah, but I mean, those kinds of questions are good. Not just like specific like...
Oh, ask me out on a date. Who cares? You know, I'm a fun guy. I'm around.
Let us know how you enjoyed this week's fashion report as well. We'd love to hear feedback on that. Should we keep it going or should we... old yeller it.
Should we NX it?
Thanks very much for listening, guys. And as we say here every week at Filthy Casuals,
sorry about all the David Bowie stuff. Very good.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.